This morning we have a guest joining us here on our program. Liz Denny is in with us this morning. She is the food stand coordinator at the Cass County Fair. You get to do all the fun stuff, meet all the people. Good morning.
Oh, you bet. I get to have a really good time with a lot of volunteers that come work through there.
And you meet darn near everybody that goes to the fair at the food stand.
Pretty close. Pretty close.
Sometime or another. Cass County Fair is coming up quicker than we think.
Yes, it is. It'll actually be here the 23rd to the 28th of July. That creates a rather fast need for getting all of our grocery lists put together. So,
well, especially since it feels like summer's just not happening this year with all the rain and dreary days we've had. It feels like summer's half gone already. We haven't even enjoyed it yet.
I know. I kind of would like to have some warmer weather, but, you know, cool during fair isn't all bad.
No, not at all. It'll be dry and hot by then, I suppose.
Yeah, probably.
Nature of the beast. Well, we're going to talk about the food stand today because the food stand is a constant process. It takes a lot of effort, a lot of volunteers, a lot of supplies. It takes a lot of everything to make that happen, including a lot of time here, too. And I know a lot of folks have spent a number of their dollars over the years, some of their time volunteering to put things together, to make donations for the fair. Folks have been very generous over the years when it comes to the food stand.
Oh, very much so. If we didn't have the support that we have through the county, we wouldn't be able to continue to have a free fair.
And you have folks that have been volunteers and donators for a very, very long time.
Lots and lots of years. And those that have volunteered when they were younger and had kids involved in fair, some of them still can volunteer. There's others that have had difficulties in their lives that they no longer can, but we're trying to create ways that they can become a part of that still.
You bet. Well, the food stand is an important place where you can volunteer and donate because they always need the extra help and the supplies, and you're working on the supply part right now.
We're working on the supply part. We currently have two different promotions going on with that. You can go through Hy-Vee, and when you go through your checkout aisle, you can purchase either a green clover for $1, or you can purchase a blue ribbon for $5, and then you'll put your name on it, and they will post those in their front window, and all of the monies received from those sales of ribbons and clovers go to help pay for our grocery supply bill that we purchase through Hy-Vee. We also have a promotion going through Fairway, which is the fill the cart, like we did last year. There are grocery lists posted around in different places, and that tells you the different types of items that we need, whether it's a box of Jell-O, a gallon of pickles, whatever happens to be on the list, that's what we need. And you can purchase those items through Fairway or any other grocery store. If you're in Fairway, make your purchase, tie your sack up, drop it off in the grocery cart that's right there. If you would like to purchase somewhere else an item that's on the list and drop it off somewhere, we have drop-offs at Rex Pharmacy, at KSOM, at Simply Hair, and of course also here at KJAN.
Very good. It's like shopping for a wedding gift. You got the list ahead of time. You pick up what you need. Instead of just taking it to the wedding reception, you drop it off in the cart.
Oh, it helps a lot.
I bet it does. You go through a lot of supplies. You ever just take an accounting of all the things you go through during fair?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I do, because I keep a running inventory list. I have a shopping list that has a tendency to be extremely large. By the beginning of July, once all these donations come in, I will have to go through and take an inventory list of what we use and what we still need to get. One thing that most people don't have a tendency to realize is that we go through about 17 gallons of pickles.
Really?
That's a lot of pickles. We go through a good probably 850 pounds of roast beef, lots of different things like that you just don't really understand that you go through. Of course, one of the concerns this year has been the eggs. Mm-hmm. We normally go through what they call a half case, which is 15 dozen, and we go 23 of those, which adds up to a little over 4,100 eggs.
That's a lot of eggs.
That's a lot of eggs to crack.
It's a lot of sandwiches. It's a lot of scrambles.
Yes, it is.
Well, and you get a lot of help with that, too. And we've talked so much about the volunteerism, but one way people can volunteer and help out right now is to do the donation thing. And I know some people over the years have donated in different ways by bringing things already pre-made to the fair. And I know in recent years there have been some added restrictions on what you can and can't do for different food health reasons and things. But You know, still the folks who are making some of the pies can still do some of that for you.
Oh, most definitely. We can take any two crust fully baked pie. We can also accept like brownies or cakes. We can take fresh produce out of your garden. As long as it's not already cut up, it has to be in the original skin type of thing. Any of the ingredients that go into any of the salads or things like that, we can take those. We're not going to turn anything down. We appreciate what anybody brings in, and we usually manage to find a way to make it work and to use whatever we have.
Yeah, it's pretty flexible. That's one of the nice things about going to the food stand during the course of the fair is you may very well find some of your favorites each and every time. But you'll also be a little surprised each time if you look into the salad cases and things. You'll find some different types of things in there each time, and you might have your favorites, but you might find something else you like.
Oh, most definitely. And one other thing that we are looking for a little bit this year, you know, the gluten-free has become a rather large thing within the communities. And we do make all of our gravy with cornstarch, so it is gluten-free, so you don't have to worry about that. We try to be very conscious of that when you come through the aisle. If you have that issue with your own health, let us know. We'll make sure you have a separate plate so you don't have to worry about having had bread or something on there. But if somebody has a good gluten-free dessert recipe, bring it in. Make sure we know it's gluten-free. We try to mark those as they come through.
Yeah, it seems like there have been so many more different types of food allergies in recent years than we can ever remember growing up.
But oh, most definitely.
You've got to deal with those things. It's got to be tough in a small situation where you're only running this. If you're running a restaurant as your regular business, you deal with these things every day. But when you've got so many volunteers coming in constantly, you've got to be on top of these things.
It's a huge change to make sure that we make sure that get all of those types of things put together.
Yeah, absolutely. Got to be a good experience for everybody. So the big things, I guess, to consider right now would really be those donation opportunities through the two grocery stores here in the area. And of course, you always take some money, I suppose, too.
Oh, huh? We always take money. That's never a problem. If anybody would like to make any kind of a financial donation to the food stand specifically, they can leave their donation at the community center with the extension staff up there and just have them earmark it that it goes to the 4-H food stand, or they are more than welcome to drop it off with myself. I work and own at Simply Hair, or they can call me and make a point of getting in connection with me, and I will be happy to help them with anything they need. And my cell number is 712-254-0561. Whether they want to volunteer or make a drop off or anything that way, they're more than willing to call me.
Boy, a lot of people. It takes a lot of hands to make the fair happen.
It takes a lot of hands. We have probably about 450 volunteers that work shifts through the food stand. And, of course, we're always looking for more. If you can donate 3.5 hours to do a full shift, that's terrific. If you can't, let me know. We'll make something work out. Whatever works best for you, we'll work around it.
How do you keep people fired up year after year when you ask so much of them over and over again? Not just to be there on that day, but the planning and coordinating ahead of time for some folks.
Because realistically, this is all about the kids. It doesn't matter what we have for entertainment. It doesn't really matter what else goes on. It's all about supporting the kids, supporting their FFA and 4-H projects, and supporting the community.
And I know there are donation bins that are around the fairgrounds, too, during fair time. Do people take notice? Do they drop some stuff in there?
We do have money dropped off in those, and it's very much appreciated.
Very
much appreciated.
Well, specifically to the food stand, did we leave anything out? What other details do folks need to know?
Well, obviously, you need to know that we're going to be there on Thursday through Tuesday morning. Mm-hmm. Our hours are 6:30 in the morning till 10 p.m., on the final Tuesday of sale day, we're there from 6:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. We only serve breakfast that day. We will have our normal variety of noon meal offers, everything from Windsor chops to lamb and ham balls, roast beef, chicken and noodles. The evening, of course, will still be the standard hot beef, and then we will offer the hot pork sandwich as an option on Friday and Saturday night also.
Sounds like you've got it all covered.
We try. Yeah. We like to feed the county.
You've got just about everything covered there, too. Well, very good. Well, sounds like a lot of fun. And again, if folks would like to volunteer, you can always call the number as well. They'll always take extra volunteers. If it's just one or two people or if it's a whole group of people from a business or an organization, always glad to have the help.
Always glad to have the help. And we'll be happy to put your name up on our volunteer board just to let everybody else that comes through that food stand know that you were a donator of your time.
Excellent. All right. And again, if you want to donate through Hy-Vee or through Fairway through those programs are running through the end of this month.
Yes.
But if you'd like to donate after that, no problem. We'll get you taken care of.
You betcha.
Excellent. Well, Liz, thanks so much for coming by. I appreciate it. I know it's a lot of work. Fair just seems like it's a few short days, but it's so much more than that in planning ahead of time. We appreciate all that you folks do.
Well, thank you very much. We appreciate the community.